Alright, 1,000 points of light. WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. We're still saying, you know, that there's a chance that D might come by. You never know. Maybe tonight's the night. You'd have to tune in and find out. All right, so what's going on tonight? Tonight, it's all Oasis. So big news in the world of 90s Britpop rock. It's Oasis. The boys have finally made up. The Gallagher boys, Liam and Noel, and so they're getting back together, and they've announced dates in the UK, Wembley, of course, Manchester, and some other dates as well. Nothing here, though. So I did hear about they're going to be planning a tour for the US potentially next year. That's assuming they don't break up again. But maybe this is the year of brothers mending fences, right? We got Rich and Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes made up and put out a record and toured. I think they were supposed to tour in support of Aerosmith. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. But, you know, point is, brothers, right? They can find a way. You know, they're part of the family if they do it. So that's hopefully something to look forward to next year. All right, anyway, and as soon as we have dates on where they'll be playing here locally, I'll let you know. All right, up next. So here is the 2 hours of Oasis, and, you know, 2 hours is simply not enough. Some might say is the track, first track of the night from What's a Story, Morning Glory. On 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. We'll be right back. Lila from Don't Believe the Truth, Oasis, Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO, and prior to that it was Stop Crying Your Heart Out from Heathen Chemistry. And then we heard Acquiesce. So here's the story between the first two songs we played on the show. Some might say they're Oasis' first UK number one, released as a single with Acquiesce. And what's interesting is that over the years, people have started to voice or vocalize a preference for Acquiesce, which is the B-side, over the A-side, some might say. And I have to say, I agree. I think Acquiesce is simply a better song, and it's not something that you see or hear every day, is where the B-side eclipses the A. But I think that's the case there. So that's why we did that. Actually, I have to admit, that was a complete accident. I totally forgot that they were related. I just read something recently about how Acquiesce was regarded as Oasis' best song, and then I put it together by accident. So I wish I could say I planned that out, but I totally backed my way into that. So that's how I did that. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, Oasis, announcing they're back together, announced dates in the UK next year. I've heard allegedly that Americans are looking to buy tickets and fly over there and just make a vacation out of it because, you know, when tickets become available here, assuming they stay together long enough to play dates in the U.S., I think that, you know, the tickets, the actual cost of the tickets will be less going over there. So if you can afford to go over there and take some time, like a vacation, see Oasis, and then spend some days in like London or Manchester or wherever, that might make more sense than trying to pay hundreds of dollars to see them here. Who knows? I don't know. That seems like weird logic to me, but apparently that's something that people are doing. Maybe that only works with Taylor Swift. I don't know. All right. Up next, it's this one, The Shock of the Lightning from Dig Out Your Soul, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Yeah. cause the land don't pay me. I begged my landlord for some more time. He said, son, the bill's waiting. My best friend called me the other night. He said, man, are you crazy? My girlfriend told me to get a life. She said, I
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was, of course, Oasis with the Hindu Times. That was from the Time Flies compilation before, excuse me, before that, the Importance of Being Idle from Don't Believe the Truth. We heard Do You Know What I Mean, also from the Time Flies compilation. The Shock of Lightning, or The Shock of the Lightning from Dig Out Your Soul started off that set. This is our show devoted to Oasis. Back together, the boys are back together. Who knows how long it'll last this time. I don't think they put out anything new since 2008's Dig Out Your Soul, so it's been like 16 years. And I don't know when the last time was that they played live. But that drought is coming to an end next year. Announced they're back together. Reunion dates, potentially others. They don't want to commit to anything beyond the UK. We will see if they ever come here. My thought is probably a lot of money was dangled and they figured maybe one last hurrah before so they can live comfortably for the rest of their lives. I don't really know. I don't have the inside info. You know, it's interesting. I noticed earlier in the year, I think it was actually maybe last year, Blur put out a record, and those who are fans of the Britpop genre will know that Blur and Oasis had a bit of a competition going on back in the 90s. They were very, very competitive. I think Oasis has now eclipsed Blur. But maybe they're still a little jealous. You know, Blur put out a record, they toured, but the tour kind of fizzled. I think they played like a festival earlier in the summer, and Damon Albarn was like, screw all this, we're never doing this again. And I think, I don't know if they had a whole tour lined up, but I know that he announced that there's going to be no more live shows. But they did do a record, The Ballad of Darren. It was quite good, actually. So no word on whether or not Oasis will do a new record, but of course new dates or live dates have been announced for early next year. So that is what's going on here. We will continue on with more Oasis stuff all night. In fact, this is Fucking in the Bushes from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
indeed. I love them. Fun. Nice. Life. Youth. Beautiful. I'm all for it.
Wait for the right time to see. And down.